السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. صدق الله العظيم. We continue with our discussion of some verses of Surah Yasin Sharif, which, as I mentioned, is the heart of the Quran Sharif. Everything depends on the heart. If the physical heart is in a good condition, then the physical body is in a good condition. If the spiritual heart is in a good condition, then all the actions emanating from that body will also be good. Physical heart, at the most, if it is not in a good condition, will lead to death. And every person has to die. And that is what we are discussing, life after death. But if the spiritual heart is not in a good condition, then not only the person himself suffers, but the entire society suffers from his actions, from his deeds, because his eyes will not see correctly, his ears will not listen correctly, his tongue will not speak correctly, his hands and feet, they will not perform correctly. In other words, the actions that will emanate now from the eyes, from the ears, from the tongue, from the hands and feet, will not only be a cause of difficulty, hurt and injury to him, to himself, but it will be to others also. His family will suffer, his neighbors will suffer, his companions will suffer, his clients and customers will suffer, and if he is on a journey, then his companions will suffer, because he will use abusive language, or he is going to punch somebody, or he is going to kick somebody, or he is going to swear somebody, or he is going to take false oaths and qasams. So therefore all the emphasis is placed on the purification of these hearts. Now the Quran Sharif is the heart of the Yasin Sharif is the heart of the Quran Sharif. In other words, we have to recite this surah repeatedly, understand its meaning and implement its teaching in our life, then our spiritual heart will become in a good condition. That is why we are discussing some verses of Surah Yasin Sharif. If we have to do tafsir, we'll have to have the whole year. But the theme, as I said, central theme is the akhirat. No matter how much we try in the society to solve the problems, it will be like watering the leaves if we are not going to get to the root of the problem. There are too many problems. How many problems are we going to solve? And every day that you solve one problem, another 100 surfaces. We say that there are illegitimate children. So many women are indulging in sin, and then we are having illegitimate children. So many men are committing zina, we are ending up with illegitimate children. So now we will say, build a home, a big home for all the illegitimate children. Then we will say that we are having drug problem. So drug problem, so build rehabilitation centers. So we will build rehabilitation centers upon rehabilitation centers. The drug cases will increase, the rehabilitation centers will increase, the problem won't be solved. Then we will say there are marital problems, this problem, that problem, so build crisis centers. So we will have crisis centers upon crisis centers, and the problem will still not be resolved. The problems will increase. Then we will say that people are neglecting their parents, people are neglecting their old age parents, they are not caring for them. Like in France, 10 to 15,000 old people died when there was a heat wave there, because there were no children to even find out whether the parent is living or died. That is the condition. So many parents are neglected, so we'll say build old age homes. So now we'll build old age homes upon old age homes. The problem will keep increasing. It is not going to get resolved. Now don't misunderstand me. Now that does not mean that we don't need crisis centers, we don't need old age homes, we don't need rehabilitation centers, and we don't need hospitals, and we don't need all these type of things. What I am getting across to you is this, that all these are just short-term measures. They are not solution to the problems. They are just like when a person is injured, then we say put a bandage or a plaster. That's all it is. It is not a solution to the problems of the Ummah. And unfortunately, we are following exactly what the Western way of thinking is, that we consider these as solutions to the problems. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came to the people of Makkah Mukarramah, who does not know the history at that time? What was the condition of the people at that time? There was drinking, there was murders, and not only just ordinary kind of murders, such kind of murders that our hair stands on end when we even read those stories. How can a father take his young daughter, dress her up, dig a trench, and then throw her in, and then put sand over her? Why? Because he is ashamed that his wife has given birth to a daughter. This was the condition. So murders, killings, drinking. If we say that there's a lot of drinking problem, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came amongst his people, at that time the drinking in Makkah Mukarramah was like how, or in Madinah Tayyibah, was like how we drink water. That is how they used to drink alcohol, wine, whatever they used to drink, like how we drink water. Now how did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam solve their problem? Did he build rehabilitation centers? Did he say, let me take one thing at a time? There was parents' problem there, old age people. So how did he resolve all those problems? He got to the root of the problem, and that is the heart. And that is what all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam do, that they get to the heart of the problem. That if this heart, they can bring about a change, if the change can come about in this heart, then automatically the person gives up all the other sins. All the sins will drop off like leaves fall off in winter. There won't be a need to handle each one differently. As I said again, that there are people who are neglecting their old parents completely, and as a result they have to have some old age homes to accommodate these people. But it is not a solution to the problem. Or we have drug cases, now parents are fed up with those children, society does not know what to do with them, and they have decided that they want to bring about a little bit of change, so they say put them into a rehab. So all these are short-term measures, but they are not solution to our problems. The problems, the solution is the Quran Sharif, the Yasin Sharif, that what it discusses, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, like this ayat which we just read now, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala says that we will seal their lips. On that day the lips will be sealed. فَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ, their hands will speak to us. Their feet will testify. Whatever they did, wherever they walked to, the eyes, whatever they saw, the hands, whatever they touched, every part of the body will testify. In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam created in the people the khawf of Qiyamah, the fear of accountability on the day of judgment, and the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that He is the giver of all these bounties, and therefore we should not displease that Allah ta'ala who is giving us all these bounties. So in this world we talk a lot, we make loud claims, and the tongue either speaks lies or it speaks the truth. It's not necessary that the tongue will speak the truth all the time. So therefore on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will seal the lips so that now the tongue cannot speak lies. Now the body parts will start speaking. The hand will say that I punched this person without justification. I pulled the trigger on this person. The feet will say I went to the cinema, to the disco, to the theater. I went and to a certain shop and broke in there and stole goods. The eyes will say all the haram that it spoke, that it saw. Now we will say that how will this body part speak? Then what is the tongue? The tongue is just a piece of flesh. Cut the tongue out from the mouth, throw it on the ground and say speak and see if it can speak. So that Allah who has given the tongue the power of speech, now He will transfer that power of speech to the hands, to the feet, to the eyes, to the ears, and now they will speak. So what is it to doubt? Qiyamah will not come until the shoelaces will start speaking. In the Hadith Sharif it comes that the shoelace will also speak. It will give evidence, as we may say. Now the people in those days may have thought that to be something very strange, but today everything is speaking. Our dashboards are speaking, our steering wheels are speaking, our watches are speaking, our clocks are speaking, the tape is speaking. So when man has got technology, that all these things are now speaking, so Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will transfer that power of speech now to the parts of the body. Now when a person develops this kind of yaqeen in him, that I am not going to escape, there is somebody that is watching every deed and action of mine. Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. Jo karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. When you hide and commit sins from people, you can hide, but somebody is watching you from above. So when the person has this kind of yaqeen, now he is not going to ill-treat his old parents. He is going to care for them. When he's got this yaqeen that Allah Ta'ala is watching every move of mine, on the day of Qiyamah, all these parts of the body are going to give evidence and testimony that I am accountable for every action of mine. So now he's not going to abuse his wife. Now he's not going to drink. Now he's not going to gamble. Now he's not going to take drugs. Now he's not going to commit adultery and fornication. So you have solved so many problems in one capsule. In this one capsule, khawf of Qiyamah, all these problems are getting solved. Whereas you would have had to take each one and try to solve, it'll take you a lifetime and you will not be able to get anywhere. So unfortunately our thinking is becoming like that, that we want to solve each and every problem individually in isolation. We do not want to give the person that which will solve all the problems. Because if he's on drugs today and we solve his problem of drugs, then tomorrow he will be in adultery. We solve his problem of adultery, then third day he could be in fraud. Now how many different problems you are going to solve? So all the efforts has to be made together with the short-term programs and projects and all we have, which we give so much of importance to. The real solution to the problem is this effort that should be made to bring about a change in the condition of the heart, where the person becomes conscious that my Allah is with me all the time. Huwa ma'akum aina ma kuntum. Whatever we say, whatever we do, Allah Ta'ala is watching, He is hearing, He knows everything. And not only that, He has the power. He can seize us there and then. Now if that person has got this yaqeen that my soul can depart the moment I am committing adultery, Allah Ta'ala can cause the soul to depart. Not only that, at that time the iman is also not in that person. Now if he gets this yaqeen, then what will happen is that he's not going to go towards adultery. So this just came to mind that we are trying to solve problems, but we're not really getting very much joy in what we are doing. And in fact, our funds are being burdened. Those funds which could be used very, very constructively for many, many things, for the propagation of our deen, we are using more and more and more of those funds on nothing but projects and projects and projects. Why? Because we cannot seem to find a solution to the problems. So those people who consider these type of programs in which every effort is being made to bring about an internal change, they consider is insignificant, and they say, no, we must talk big. They're always talking global. Then what is happening is that we are not really finding a solution to the problems. But take those people, there are many, many young people, I can give you plenty of evidence, plenty, and not only local, national and international, who are writing, who are corresponding, who are sending me emails, they are sending me letters, they are telephoning, and they're saying that listening to your programs has brought about a change in our lives. And that person gives a list of sins that he committed. Just yesterday I was replying to one letter. He gives a list of the sins and he says that one talk, and it made me give up all these sins. Now this is only Allah Ta'ala's fazal and ihsan. But all the sins, now it's not an easy thing for the person to give up half a dozen different kinds of sins. Now if we had taken that person and tried to resolve each one of his problems at a time, we wouldn't have got anywhere. So this Quran Sharif is for that, that it works on our hearts. Now here Allah Ta'ala says that we will seal the lips. Any action that a person does, there are four witnesses to it. Four witnesses immediately. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, I mean, who can be more truthful than Allah Ta'ala? وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Now Allah Ta'ala is saying that when the person is committing a sin, or any good deed also if he is doing, then the earth is immediately becoming a witness to it. The person will be somewhere. Now Allah Ta'ala is making that earth a witness. Now the earth is going to, on the Qiyamah day, give testimony and evidence that this is what happened upon me at a certain time, certain place. Read Surah Zilzal. يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Atom worth of good or atom worth of evil, the person will see it. The earth, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارًا. It is going to say, just as I explained to you, that the piece of flesh which is the tongue, if it is speaking on the day of Qiyamah, the earth will give testimony. Then the second thing is kiraman katibin. Kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. So Allah Ta'ala has got angels that are recording every deed of ours. Now these angels, they become aware of whatever actions, and who can be a better witness than the angels of Allah Ta'ala. Now again we will say, we don't see the angels, we don't see them, but they see us. They do that whatever duties Allah Ta'ala has asked them to perform. So the angels become a witness. Then the third thing that becomes a witness is our book of deeds. Our book of deeds themselves, on the day of Qiyamah, they will become the witness, where it is recorded. A person yesterday, and if he is listening, then only he knows and I know that who the person is. But yesterday he told me, he says that he received a call from the receiver of revenue. And the receiver of revenue asked him a few questions, or somebody from that department. And then told him that you must keep this ready. We are coming and to visit you. Now that's all. And he got the shock of his life. He said his sleep was gone that night. And he started panicking. And so much of things happened to him. He gave me a whole detail of what happened. Now just imagine, one call from the receiver of revenue, and the person is shocked. The person is afraid. The person is worried and concerned. At the most, what will the receiver do? Take away your house, take away your property, take away the wealth. That's all he can do. He can't put you into Jahannam. But that one call from the receiver of revenue, and the person is so worried that his books now, is concerned that it's not in order, what's going to happen. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَظْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Inshallah, if Allah Ta'ala gives me health, life, opportunity, make dua for my health, Allah Ta'ala give me sehat and afiyat, then inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. But this is what will change the condition of a person from within. And when that within will change, that now the person is worried what is recorded in his books. So here the person is so worried that the receiver of revenue is going to check my books, then what is going to happen? The person is so scared. And then what about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala checking our books? On the day of Qiyamah, when He is going to present that book before us, tell us, these are the things that you did. So who is going to escape the court of Allah Ta'ala? So that is the solution to the problems of the Ummah, my dear brothers and sisters. That is the solution to the problems of the Ummah. That we, that is each and every individual, he has to develop within himself that conscious awareness. Not just some minute he isn't Waliullah and then at other moments he is the Banda of Shaitan. Razi rahe Rahman bhi, khush rahe Shaitan bhi. You can't please both. You have to please just one Allah Ta'ala. And that is the beauty of Islam, that Allah Ta'ala made it extremely easy for us, that you don't have to please 100 gods, you don't have to please 100 lords, you have to please just one Allah Ta'ala. Now imagine if we were told that you have to please the God of the sun and the God of the moon separately and the God of the waters separately and the God of health separately and the God of wealth separately, then we would have been in great difficulty. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave us a beautiful deen that you find out from me, that is the Quran Sharif, and from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that what is pleasing to them, and then please that one Allah Ta'ala. So the day we develop this kind of yaqeen of the akhirat, then all the sins will drop off, as I said, like the leaves in winter, they drop off from the tree. That's how all will drop off. We won't have to take one at a time. And the example or the proof of that is that we have to go back to the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the time of his companions, that they resolved the problems of the people wherever they went with this same solution. They resolved it by giving them the Quran and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and working hard on their iman. Now if we are not prepared to do away, if we are not prepared to do away in our own lives with all those sins, how do we expect the whole ummah to do away? Because we are part of that ummah. We want everybody else to give up everything, but we are not prepared to make that one Allah Ta'ala happy. May Allah Ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal. May Allah Ta'ala make the remaining days of Ramadan also go with khair and barakat. May Allah Ta'ala remove the difficulties, the problems, the hardships, calamities, the disasters that the ummah is facing all over the world. And may He give us a true understanding of what the problems are and what the solution is. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.